Hello, hello, my friends, my family, my community, my tribe. Welcome to the Hippie Moms Podcast. Welcome. So glad you're here today. This is a good podcast, you guys. There's so much good stuff in it. And before I introduce you to our guest, I want to give a shout out to our sponsor for this podcast, Fullscript. Fullscript is where I source all of my supplements because they are high quality. They are stored in a warehouse that is temperature controlled. This is a huge issue with Amazon. I can't stand when people tell me they buy their probiotics or even their supplements at Amazon because you really don't know what you're getting. So I am bringing this amazing resource to all of you because what's amazing is you can create an account and you can shop and buy incredible supplements and probiotics that you could never get on Amazon, but you get it 15 to 20% off retail pricing. So the prices are better, the quality is better, and there are so many amazing products. So I'm gonna put the link down below. I have a couple different protocols for men, for women, for kids, for if you're prenatal. And I do these because I want people to know what I use. Now, I'm not a doctor. I am a functional nutritional therapy practitioner, which is just a fancy name to say that I really help people heal through food. And food is the number one place that you should be getting your nutrients, but we all know our soils are depleted, and so supplements are kind of one of the things that we need to supplement our diet. It's just how it is. So I want to make this available to my people because I needed this when I was a young mother and I was buying supplements from Sprouts or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. And a lot of times, you guys, you got to read the ingredients. You got to make sure there's not crap in there. You have to make sure that they're temperature controlled because you don't want to buy supplements that are rancid, right? No, we don't. We don't want to waste our money on that. We don't want to waste our money on anything, really. And supplements, I think, is one of the biggest places where people spend so much money and they buy crappy supplements. And that just breaks my heart. Breaks my heart. All right. So let's talk about Julie Olson. She is so lovely. I'm really, really honored that she came to talk about hair loss and how we can maintain our beautiful hair throughout our life, because hair loss is a big thing right now. And it's just, she really brings in so much great stuff. So what she focuses on is restoring women's luxurious locks naturally by first getting to the root of their hair loss, which is so important. She's had over 10 years of experience, collaboration with functional and integrative practitioners. She also has training in functional medicine and has transformed over 1,500 women's health and hair. She uses a lot of the same strategies to personally overcome her own health struggles. I mean, she experienced hair loss, digestive issues, autoimmunity, and constant fatigue, which has really inspired her to help people around the world to do the same. And this is what I love so much is almost everyone that I come to interview that is an expert in something is an expert because they went through an experience that they had to overcome. And then they decided, you know what, this meant so much to me, I'm going to learn how to do it better and I'm going to help other people. And that's the beauty of life. It's the hero's journey, my friends. You know, we go through this transformation, this hardship, and we come out on the other side so that we can help others and we can tell people our story so that we can help them. And Julie is this. She's truly someone that has went through a lot of health issues and now is here to help us. What I think you're going to really love about this podcast is, and one thing that we talk a lot about, is gut health and how it's related to everything. So you're going to hear a lot about gut health. You're going to hear about nutrients that help the hair, really simple tips and tricks that we can do that we have free access to take care of our hair. And this is what I love about the podcast is I'm learning with you. I'm growing. I'm evolving. And remember, if you hear something and something just kind of sticks with you and it's a little epiphany, that's a message for you, okay? So take it, explore it, research it, start to play with it so you can see where the message is and how it applies to your life. Because that's what it is. It's great that you're listening to the podcast, but if you're not doing anything or integrating this information, what's the point, right? We're here to grow, learn, evolve, and transform our lives, become the optimal versions of who we're meant to be. That's why we're here. We're here to fully express the beautiful being that we are, the beautiful being that you are. And that's the journey we're on, right? And we're on it together. So without further ado, let's get into the podcast with Julie. Julie, I'm so glad you're here. You know, I met Julie at a conference a few weeks ago, and I was just really, you know, called to connect with you, one. And two, we just started talking and I learned that you help educate people about hair loss. And one of the things, Julie, that I see in our Hippie Moms community on Facebook is there's a lot of conversations about hair loss, particularly, you know, after having a baby and all these things. And it is really devastating to lose your hair, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
It's like everyone can see it. And then it's like you try to hide it and there's so many things. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about why we have hair loss. And but first, like, how did you actually get into the, because it's quite a niche.
Female hair loss.
Yep. Female hair loss. Yeah. How did you get into that?
Well, that's a really good question. And I just got into it quite recently. I've been a nutritionist for 10 years.
Wow.
And I was working for other practices, functional medicine practices, and I opened my own practice 2 years ago. And I noticed all the women I helped, they had all sorts of issues. One of them was always hair loss. And once I got them balanced, their hair started growing back. And there's also alopecia. There's postpartum hair loss, right? After you have a baby.
Yeah.
And there's alopecia, which is an autoimmune. And I deal with autoimmune conditions. I have for years and been very successful with it. So I am really excited about niching down on this. There's 30 different reasons you can have hair loss. And the number one reason is nutrient deficiencies. So being a nutritionist. And then I guess foremost, I experienced it myself before I got into nutrition. But I solved it naturally instead of, I mean, I was actually walking in to the dermatologist's office to get on Rogaine, which is a life sentence. If you go off of it, you can lose all your hair.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't happen with everyone, and they won't warn you about that either.
Of course not.
So I just want women to avoid it. It's horrific. It's horrible when you lose your hair.
Well, we as a society, we place so much value on how we look. But our hair, like if it's thinning, it really decreases our self-confidence, which is going to that's going to seep into every aspect of our lives.
Right.
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 So right. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so the number one thing is nutrient deficiency, which is huge because so many of us are nutrient deficient. And primarily, you know, in America, it's because of the standard American diet. We're not getting nutrients, you know, our body. I would think what I've learned is once you are losing nutrients, your body has to wants to maintain the most important systems, right? So nails and hair are not going to be that important when it comes to making sure your heart beats.
Sure. 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 Our soils are depleted of nutrients. And they're laden with pesticides and toxins. It's really hard to get all your nutrients from food.
Yeah.
But also, it's not just a point of supplementing. Okay, let's take a list of supplements that help grow your hair. It's not as simple as that. And that's where my functional medicine training comes in. Because it could be that you have gluten intolerance, so you're not even absorbing your nutrients.
Yeah,
you're anemic. There's functional labs where you can see where people aren't absorbing their protein or their fats, you know, the macronutrients or some micronutrients. And that opens the door to why and getting to the root cause of why you have hair loss.
Right.
And first determining what type of hair loss you have in the first place. Stress plays a role. Definitely hormones can play a role. Inflammation, nutrient deficiencies. But there's 30 plus reasons why you can have hair loss. And it's not as simple as taking supplements. Right. A lot of people, they're on so many supplements, but once I start digging down and working with them and having them fill out my questionnaire and determining what functional labs they should have, well, of course, they're not even absorbing their nutrients. They're wasting their time and money taking all these supplements in the first.
Right.
So your first thing is that I've heard of the 5-R protocol.
No.
So the first R is remove. You have to remove the toxins in their body that are stressing the stressors, whether they're food sensitivities, intolerances, biotoxins. There's a plethora of those.
Yeah.
Parasites, fungi, there's so many nowadays, and stress, stress is a huge component of every health problem, and hair loss is a big one. That was a pivoting point with mine. I was under a lot of stress. My mom was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer, and I had moved back from California to help support her through treatments and chemo and radiation. She got through it though. She's like 20 years out now, breast cancer survivor, but she changed her whole diet and she changed everything.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Which is so interesting that, something like for your mom, like having breast cancer, it's not that we can compare it to hair loss, but when something major happens in your life, and this is what I found working with my clients, it's like something major has to shift in order for them to like have that fire to really make changes. And what I'm hoping is through our conversation and through a lot of this podcast is like, don't wait for the last, shoe to drop. Like, why are we waiting to get to be sick or, disease and illnesses and, before we start doing things?
Right.
Right?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So you mentioned there's a lot of types of hair loss, but a lot of women around lose it around postpartum because, after they have birth. Why is that?
Just a lot of things are out of balance, and they get, their hair gets really beautiful and full while they're pregnant, but once they have the baby, everything shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really important. And plus they're sleep deprived. I mean, they're probably, there's just so much out of balance at that point.
Yeah.
That, the hair loss definitely can become an issue.
So how do you, as you start working with people, how do you start helping people get balanced? Like what are the steps you take people through?
Well, I have them first fill out what's called a functional medicine living matrix questionnaire. And it takes them a good couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's online. They shouldn't do it all at once, but the beauty of it, it puts together a timeline of their life. And so like we hit upon a little bit, all of a sudden you usually see a spike when everything starts falling apart, but their timeline. And I also do the antecedents. So there's some of their genetics, their mother, father, siblings. Mm-hmm. So I, through this timeline, I start to put the puzzle pieces together and root causes, and I can start to determine why they are where they are today and determine what labs they should have or not. And start to put the hair growth peaks at age 35, right? So it takes 10 years for us to start losing hair. It doesn't just start actually yesterday or actually from the pregnancy or whatever. It's building up for 10 years, just like cancer, just like any other disease.
Yeah.
Right. So this timeline is beautiful. It's their own timeline. And we start to see patterns. So I start with that, and then I'll do some labs and, checking their their hormones, doing a whole iron panel, not just ferritin, doing right. a whole iron panel, a whole thyroid panel, not just TSH, you know, and working with their doctor so they can get a lot of these labs covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'd be a stool test. I mean, still there now, there's all these studies out now. I could share them with you with your for the show notes, but there's one here: alopecia areata and the gut link opens up the novel therapeutic interventions. In the last 2 years, they've discovered that our follicles, our hair follicles,
mm-hmm.
it's another microbiome. You know, we have a microbiome in our gut, in yeah. our vagina. And now they're saying, you know, in our skin, but now they're saying the hair follicles.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually, it's so incredible. Becky, I think we talked about this when we met, but yeah. they've done some studies where people have taken these fecal, I mean, this is, I'm going above like what moms need to do, but just something for them to yeah. keep in mind, because if they get their gut in order,
yep.
they can, and usually when you have a kid and, you know, you don't eat well and you're stressed and, you know,
yeah.
So you want to get your gut in order, because they did the extreme. They gave these people in these studies a fecal transplant, which is basically someone else's poop.
Right. It's healthy poop, right?
Yeah. It's a healthy poop from a healthy microbiome. They first did it with mice. So they gave the obese mice the microbiome of the skinny mouse,
mm-hmm.
and that obese mouse got skinny. So they did this with some people, and within 4 weeks, they had alopecia. They were told they'll never grow their hair again. Within 4 weeks, their hair started growing.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not something we would do in the clinics, but it's just an example of, you get your gut in order.
Yeah.
And your whole health will get in order, but there's a lot of things. There's a lot of steps to get your gut in order. And you have to look at it holistically. It's not just going to the GI.
A probiotic.
Doctor. Yeah. It's not a probiotic. Exactly. Right. It's right. not even taking out glutamine and all these mm-hmm. other nutrients that you can help. You have to first go through the steps, the 5-hour, you have to first remove the stressors, and that can be the hardest and takes the longest time.
Yeah.
Well,
it's tough. It is tough, because when you're trying to, and that's one thing I deal with too, is, you know, when you're trying to change your lifestyle, your family doesn't always want to change your lifestyle.
Right. Oh, that is so hard, especially with the whole, like if you want to start eating gluten-free or
yeah.
dairy-free or something, and if yeah. you're not doing that in the whole household, you're going to get cross-contamination, and
yeah.
it's really tough. Whenever I see somebody, start seeing somebody, I say, please bring your partner in.
Yeah.
You can bring your whole family in at least once. I need yeah. to meet them. They need to hear from me, not from you.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah. Nobody listens to mom.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. So you remove, what's the next R?
Replace. And it's on my website. You can see it on the approach page. And so is the, if you look under services, under approach, and it also talks about the living matrix further down the page.
Okay.
Importance of the living matrix, but replace is it's usually digestive enzyme, just so we have proper digestion. So, okay, great. You might be eating well, you might be eating healthy, but that doesn't always mean everything, because are you digesting and absorbing
yes.
those nutrients?
Yep.
Are you eating organic? You know, so this is really important. I'm really big on digestive enzymes, and a lot of people are having issues with their liver and their gallbladder. So you have to replace those enzymes. They're mm-hmm. a little bit different than just straight enzymes for protein, fat, carbohydrates. It depends on that particular person.
Yeah. I recently learned that my body wasn't breaking down proteins efficiently. And so now I'm, yeah. And I mean, I don't eat perfect by any means. I mean, I think compared to like, you know, average Joe, I definitely eat a lot better. I mean, I eat super clean. But that was really interesting to me because I do all the things, you know, I do all the freaking things, right?
Yeah. That's such a classic example. You're a beautiful woman and you're eating healthy and you probably have not been digesting protein and absorbing it for a while.
Yeah.
But how would you have known?
I wouldn't. I don't know.
Find out?
So I actually went and got my hormones checked. I got a whole blood panel done. One of my really good friends owns it's kind of like a biohacking place here in Albuquerque.
Okay.
And so I wanted to just explore more because the major issue I have is it's so hard for me to get out of bed. Like I'm just exhausted. I could sleep for hours. And what I also learned, I have really low testosterone, like super low.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting. All of my other hormones were great except testosterone. I think, it also showed that I just wasn't digesting protein as well. And then, you know, but they use, you know, they don't use the conventional measurements that most, medical places do. They use, you know, it's really about optimal health. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, I got a couple of supplements. I'm getting, also some help with my thyroid. So, you know, that's what's interesting. It's like, you don't really know what's going on. I mean, for so long, I'm like, I am healthy. I have great energy. It's just in the morning. I'm not like, I'm ready to go. Not that I'm expected to do that all the time, but anyway, so it was really just kind of more curiosity. And then my husband got his hormones checked and he was super low in testosterone too. And then we just started talking. I was like, I'm just going to go get checked anyway. So it was, anyway, it is really important to like know what is going on in your body because you can't know just from, you can see signs and symptoms and they can always point to things, but you don't really know unless you have them checked.
Right. And that's a good point about the testosterone. So that's interesting. I historically have low testosterone, but that's total testosterone. Did you have your DHT checked?
I do. Yes, I did. I don't remember what it was.
Well, you would know if it's high because high DHT is another cause of hair loss.
Oh.
And that's how I lost my hair the second time. And that's because I did a proper test. The Dutch test. I don't know if you heard the Dutch hormone test, but it shows how these are going down. It even shows if estrogen is going down the wrong path or if testosterone is going down the wrong path. There's different pathways. And mine was going down the wrong path and converting to DHT. That's why it's so important to work with a functional medicine practitioner as myself. So you can get the right labs. They're just going to do the minimal labs at your conventional doctor. They do the very minimal because that's all they're paid for and have a nice day. So, but you know, you can try to get these other labs covered by your insurance. If not, like I can do them, send you a lab corp and we can get them done and then look at them functionally because, you know, even just a complete CMP, you know, just the regular blood work, you can look at it functionally and there's a lot of clues in there.
Mm-hmm.
High negative or high positive, you know, low positive. It's really interesting. I love this stuff. It's like being a detective.
It is. And what's beautiful is you're getting into like, you're really getting into the what's really important, you know, what really needs, because for me, it's like, I want to live a harmonious life. I want to feel in the flow that's ultimately, you know, where I want to exist. And I'm working towards that because now is the only moment, of course. So being in the flow, but part of that is having your body healthy and regulated and in balance so that the mind can work and that you have energy to work out. You have energy to, you know, have sex. You have energy to connect with your family. And sometimes it's like, if you're going to bed and you're just exhausted and you're feeling empty, like it's not because you're supposed to feel that way because you're a mom. It's because there are some things that could be off balance. And I don't want to put that into our mom's brains because then there's the placebo effect, right? Or the nocebo effect.
Sure.
So it's like, whatever you think is positive can happen, what you think is negative happens. So it's really, it's like getting the information that you need.
Right. But I mean, moms are also busy taking care of everyone else besides themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you like in an airplane, they say, do the mask for yourself before your kids or what have you. And that, right. You have to think that way. Mm-hmm. with your health, because you can't take care of others if you're not healthy yourself.
Right. And your kids are watching you. Like you're going to tell your kids to eat healthy and you're not eating healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's been a message from my heart for so long, when I really started to realize like, well, this mom is, I mean, queen eats first in this household. Like, yeah. I do not put anyone before my needs. I make sure that I'm filled, and then I can give and give and give, and I'm more present, I'm more patient. And then when I'm not doing that, I'm not a very nice mom. It's super obvious. So it's like, how can we start to look at like, no, actually not taking care of yourself is more selfish. And I don't want to say you're being lazy, but you're not doing the work to help take care of yourself so that you can show up as the mom you want to be. And that's where I think this culture's got us. It's so backwards. It's like, just give, put everyone else in front of you, mom, because that's what you're here to do. It's like, that is bullshit.
And that's how it's historically been, right?
I know. Yeah. But we don't live in the past anymore, right? We're like, we're rising up. We're changing the way that we live, and we're changing because we have to be examples for our kids. Not just tell them how to live. We have to literally be the human that we want our kids to be.
But don't take it all on your own shoulders, Eve.
Right.
You know, get someone to help you out.
Yes.
To learn about your body, to educate you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just going to the doctor, a conventional doctor, is not going to cut it.
Nope.
Because they don't have the time. They're not, they don't even know themselves unless they're a functional medicine doctor, because they're not educated in that.
Nope.
And they're doing the best they can with what they know.
So totally. And also, like, every doctor that I had ever seen, but like pediatrician or doctor for me, they were all so unhealthy. They were all overweight.
Yeah.
They were all red in the face. That's one thing I noticed. I was like, everyone has like red faces. I don't know if they're drinking a lot. Yeah. It was just like, you know what I mean? I'm like, here I am asking for health advice from like unhealthy people.
Yeah.
Just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Okay. So I know we're getting a little off track. So, I mean, but really the self-care that we're talking about is like, understand what's going on in your body.
Yeah. Right? Empower yourself. It's very empowering if you understand what's going on in your own body, and then you teach your kids.
Yes. Yeah.
And your husband, that can be the biggest block.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I totally relate to that. But I'll say, when you start living it and embodying that, they're going to come along, or you're going to realize they do not want to grow with you. And that's just, then it's like, bye Felicia, but not really, not that that's easy.
Yeah.
But it's true. It's like, you have to live it before and you can't tell people to do that. So I love that you bring, okay, this kind of brings us back to our conversation, like bring in your significant other, bring in your family to help you when you're replacing things.
Right.
Like eating. Right.
Let me give you a little quick story on that. Please. So I just got married a couple of years ago, and he has three sons. And when his middle daughter was like 1 year old, she blew up like a big, big pimple, like she inflamed and red. And they went from doctor to doctor to doctor. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with her. I mean, she was just miserable and itchy. And finally they went to an alternative Chinese doctor or something. And he said, it's gluten, dairy, and soy. So his ex-wife, his wife at that time, she took the entire family off of it, the two other kids and her husband and herself. So the whole household for all those years was gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free. And the kids to this day, they're in their late teens, 20s now, they still read labels. They just learn that way. Yeah. And they weren't ostracized or anything. Even they just made the right choices because they grew up learning that. And it's not bad. It's actually easy nowadays, but even back then, they just figure it out. So that's a good example for other families. I mean, especially gluten.
Yeah.
You can't, if you get even just a little part of a fingernail, you know, just a very small amount of gluten, you have to start the whole process over again. It glues down the microvilli. You don't absorb your nutrients. And then, you know, the whole plethora that, of problems.
That's and a big one for me.
I don't think anyone can. Gluten is such a large molecule. No one can absorb it. It has a difficult time absorbing it anyway. So getting the whole family off that is really the best way for these mothers out there to deal with anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I just recorded another podcast with Dr. Mahita, and she said this, I just want to bring this. She's like, you know, it is so worth it to do these changes because parenting healthy kids is so much easier.
Yeah.
Like so much. Sure. It's crazy. Okay. I love that. You really got to get your team. So what's the third R? We're just going to go through the R's. I know they can go through you to your website, but let's just kind of go over them briefly.
Repopulate. So recolonize with healthy, beneficial bacteria. So you think of probiotics, probiotic foods, probiotic supplements, and prebiotic foods and supplements, but it's more than that, but that's kind of the foundation.
I love it. I
mean, you need to repopulate. You're definitely going to have gut dysbiosis, imbalance in your gut. And so you need to repopulate the good stuff and crowd out the bad. And it's not like we talked about earlier. It's not just taking probiotics,
right?
But when they do take probiotics, get them on dairy-free probiotics. And I rotate people all year long because that one little probiotic can only have so many strains in it.
Yeah.
And there's no way once it did its job, the other guys get pissed off and they can overcrowd the good guys. So all year long, they get on a different dairy-free probiotic. So then it makes all the guys happy.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And then do you also have your people eat like fermented foods and things like that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we find out in the remove stage if they have SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, because if they do, then probiotic and prebiotic foods and even probiotic supplements are really bad for it, make it much worse. So we discovered that at the on phase one, and then phase three, if they, you know, have a disposition towards SIBO or we haven't completely got rid of it, then we still keep them at very, very minimum of these prebiotic and probiotic foods.
Love it. Okay. So love it. Okay. Repopulate. But yeah, I mean, you really do need to see, because one thing I think we all understand is like, we are bio individual. We are unique. We have these snowflakes.
Everyone's different.
Yeah. I mean, we really are. So like, these are some great guidelines, you know, these are things you can do, take out gluten. I mean, that's for everyone, you know, take, especially conventional dairy and stuff like that. And eat probiotic rich foods. But again, if you do have SIBO or something like that, you have to take another whole pathway, right?
And going back to the remove phase, also H. pylori, if you have H. pylori, which is very common nowadays, but there's no way you can grow your hair. And they've done studies though, when you get rid of H. pylori, you can grow your hair again.
Wow.
So that's really important in the remove phase as well.
That's amazing. Okay. So repopulate and then
repair. And that's with nutrients and, you know, foods that, you know, some of the common ones are L-glutamine, zinc carnosine. You know, some of those you can get like a supplement that's got a lot of them in it. So you're not taking the bazillion, you know, get a good shake. Collagen is really good, helping repair the gut.
Yeah. Love collagen.
And grow hair.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I want to do that. So is that five? Did we go through five?
No, the fifth one is rebalance.
Okay.
And that's addressing the whole body health and lifestyle choices, sleep quality, stress levels, work, life balance, social support, you know, we'll reassess that. And any imbalances can negatively impact your gut health and all the work you've already done.
Yeah.
So it's something you need to work on all the time.
Right.
Tough as a mom, but.
It is hard, but you know, I don't know. I mean, I see the lifestyle changes I've made and it's so worth it. So worth it, you know, because not only are our kids seeing our healthy habits and they're learning it. And even though they don't embody, embrace them now, that's okay. They're exposed to it. And we're just healthier, happier parents. You know, we all have our moments. Okay. So getting back to hair loss. So gut health is so important if you are experiencing hair loss and like really balancing those hormones.
Right. And you know, we produce hormones in our gut. That's where they're produced. Do you know that 80% of our serotonin is produced in our gut, our feel-good neurotransmitter?
Yeah, it's crazy.
People don't realize that.
No.
When we put the gut lining, if we spread it out, it's as big as a tennis court, all spread out. I mean,
and it's really small.
Yeah, it's like a half an inch thick.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty insane. And but that's like, that's our protection from the outside world. Like that is really, I mean, it's kind of the in the outside world, if we think about it, because it is inside of us, but it's protecting us from everything that's coming into our body.
Right. Even like parasites, if your gut's in good shape, we run into parasites and toxins all day long.
Yeah.
It's when our gut is weak and unbalanced where these parasites and toxins become a problem and an issue. And yeast, candida. Yeah. It's really important taking a holistic approach, looking at the whole body and mind and spirit, soul. I mean, how we think, you got to get rid of the bad thoughts, and which I know you're really good with educating your listeners on that. So
I try, because it's my journey. I don't want to stay in bad thoughts. And it's like really interesting to realize that you have control over that.
Right.
You know, it's your responsibility to, we didn't put the bad thoughts there. We kind of were conditioned with all the things. We're not good enough. That's really what everything comes down to. We don't believe we're good enough. Right.
Sure.
So yeah, it does. It takes a lot of, you know, what I'm really, it's so interesting, Julie, because, you know, we're talking about hair loss, but having full, beautiful hair is a symptom of being healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
if you're losing your hair, there's definitely,
there's
definitely multiple things out of balance and you really need to pay attention.
Yes.
Because it comes to a certain point where you can't reverse it.
Mm.
If you let it go too long, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah. Some of these, like, there's different alopecias, a couple different, like scarring alopecia, a universal alopecia that's really hard to reverse because they've gone so far. Yeah. So if you're starting to see major hair loss, get on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, I mean, moving, exercising, and a little trick for moms is you need to get the circulation. That's what's so good about exercising. Get the oxygen and circulation going throughout your entire body, but it needs to get to your scalp. So a quick trick for mom is to stand on your head or stand on your hands.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. And niacin, people don't think as niacin, but the flushing niacin supplement is excellent for that too.
Oh.
As it gets the circulation, even up to your scalp.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. I love that. Yeah. I practice yoga and I do some headstands and, you know, always put my head below my heart, which is so important. We also just recently got a trampoline, which has been so much fun. Not like a big one, a small like rebounder. I've been wanting one for years. And that really helps circulation, but then, cause that's the first thing I thought, but I'm like, no, you need to like put your head below your heart. Right.
Yep.
So even like a nice deep forward fold, you know, put your legs apart and your head down.
Yeah. And that can help with sleep too. Sleep's a big thing.
Yes.
Getting quality sleep.
Oh,
you know, if you're snoring, which a lot of women do too, then you probably have sleep apnea, and get that taken care of, because you might sleep 8 hours, but if you're not getting that deep quality sleep, then you're going to have a lot of problems.
Well, and yes. And a big thing that I've realized is I start using nose strips, you know, the ones that like pull your own, my God, I am obsessed with them. They are amazing. Okay. They've totally, cause I have a deviated septum. I've yet to get it fixed.
Okay.
But I would wake up sometimes with dry mouth. So if you're waking up with dry mouth,
like you're breathing through your mouth. Oh,
you don't want to breathe through your mouth ever.
Tip. Yeah. Yes. That's a great tip for your listeners. That's a wonderful tip.
Thank you. Well, it just works for me.
Silk pillowcase for our hair. It doesn't pull on your hair as much as like a cotton one. That's really, really nice for your hair. And it feels
Gosh. Yes. I noticed when I got a silk pillowcase, I have less split ends.
Yep.
It's amazing. Oh my gosh. Okay. Do you have any other fun little tips before we wrap it up?
essential oils. Mm-hmm. Essential oils are really nice, especially peppermint, rosemary, cedarwood, sage, tea tree, lavender. I mean, just throughout your hair.
You massage it into your scalp and hair?
Yeah, scalp and hair. Or scalp, you know, massaging your scalp.
Yeah.
You got to keep your scalp healthy too. All right. I have the free gift of the supplements, the top 10 nutrients needed for healthy hair. You want me to run through them real quick?
You know, I want people to go and download those, okay. But will you run through like the top three and then they can go get the other ones as they download the free gift on the in the show notes?
Well, probably protein. I mean, hair fibers are mainly protein and it keeps our hair strong. You need 20 grams of protein to every meal. Think of the size of the palm of your hand for quality animal protein. That's 20 grams.
Love it. Clean animal protein. Clean,
organic, grass fed, whatever, you know.
Pasteurized.
Yeah.
Don't skip out on your meats, guys. Go to your local growers, find your local farmers. Like that is like the best way to do it. And you can buy it in bulk. So just, yeah, protein's big.
Yeah. I already mentioned niacin, but vitamin D plays a role in stimulating new and whole old hair follicles. And when there's not enough vitamin D in our system, new hair growth can be stunted.
Mm.
The vitamin D is, if they renamed it today, they would call it a hormone.
Yep.
And your lab test, you should be between 50 and 80 nanograms per milliliter in your labs. So vitamin D is used, you know,
it's so many important.
Different things. So get that vitamin D in every day. Yeah. And vitamin A, people don't realize vitamin A is not only good for your hair and your skin because it helps make the sebum that conditions your scalp is essential for hair growth.
Yeah.
And it can also stimulate the growth of follicle stem cells. Vitamin A.
Wow. Okay. Love it. Yeah. And just to go back to D, I know it's really important. A lot of people get vitamin D, but they don't get it paired with K2, which is important for absorption because there's so many vitamin D's out there. But like if your body isn't already, because the K2 is usually created in the gut, but if your gut isn't healthy,
right.
You know,
and also, those are fat soluble nutrients. Think of it, Jack. A, D, E, K.
Uh-huh.
If you don't take those with healthy fat foods,
yes.
You're wasting your time and money. Yes. They will not absorb.
Yes.
Yes. Alpha lipoic acid, COQ10. I mean, I can go down the list of other nutrients that they're fat soluble. People don't even realize, and they're wasting their time and money. It infuriates me.
But, well, and that's why it's so important to have healthy fats, right?
Yes.
Eat healthy fats at every meal. And
if you're not absorbing them, it really becomes an issue too, because then you get a backup. So
you
know, get tested, get to it.
Yeah.
Get tested. It's a really good investment. And some insurance companies now, I work with insurance companies now, that are paying for these labs.
Awesome. Okay. So how, I'm going to have your website in the show notes, but it's Fortitude Functional
Nutrition, which is different than like a registered dietitian. Think Fortitude, like fortify your health.
Yep.
The Fortitude Functional Nutrition.
Yes. I'm going to make sure that I have that. And I'm going to put the link for your free gift down so people can come and download that.
Excellent.
Thank you, Julie. This is so much fun.
It is.
So much good stuff.
Yeah. One last tip is.
Yep.
Don't be doing these fancy high heated hairstyles all the time. It's not, try to lay off on those.
Like straightening or.
Yeah. Straightening and just blow drying and pulling on your hair.
Yeah. Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I only wash my hair like every 4 or 5 days.
I wish I could do that. I have oily hair.
It's only after I color it though. That's the thing. When my grays are showing up, I got to like wash it more, but yeah, I know. I think it's, what do you think about hair color? Can we just talk about that?
I'm so glad you just asked that. Actually, I just spoke to a gal yesterday through our network who, she does natural hair coloring.
Mm.
And I just use a washes out or a Hyena.
Uh-huh.
Hair coloring is not, it definitely is not good for your hair at all.
I know.
But there's different... There's a line out of England but it's really expensive. I'm really interested in, oh, she's in Scottsdale.
Who is?
I'll hook you up with her.
I'd love that. Who is it?
And we can put it in the show notes too. I haven't tried it yet, but she doesn't use any peroxide, and she even makes you up highlights. She bonds too. So yeah, I think it's
that's amazing.
Really promising.
So is she okay? Well, yeah. Is it? Yeah, I would love to have that contact. I mean, just is it something that you could buy, or do you have to go there?
No, she's through COVID, she's teaching people how to do it at home.
I love that. Okay, yeah, give me that link so I can share that here, because I think healthy hair color, it's really hard to come by. I get the best that I can find, but it's, yeah, I mean, I've got to do it. I mean, I've got major grays coming in, and I'm not at a point to truly just love and embrace them yet. I will be maybe one day, but not right now.
Yeah, you know, I'll have to email you that link. I just spoke to her yesterday, and I'm just getting her information.
Awesome. Okay, so, well, keep me posted.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I'm going to have all of our beautiful listeners have access to your website and your free gift, the top 10 nutrients for healthy, beautiful hair. Julie, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a lot of fun. We should do it again.
We will. We'll do it again. All right, everyone. We will catch you on the next Hippie Moms podcast. Bye.